Blog Talk Radio.
Told y'all. Timothy, you heard? Timothy, huh? BTR, you heard?
TimothyHodeShow.com,
lock on, cause he's going in down. From interviews for some of the hottest acts around, affiliated with iTunes, Warner Music, Atlantic, BET, Boost Mobile, even ties with Judge Hatchet, that's Universal, Universal co-signed him, T-Hodge, you know where to find him, on a pedestal high up, others cannot touch, competitors can't stand beside him, he's been grinding since 08, and 1 year later was known as one of the highest. Rated, syndicated, radio shows, BTR has gotta be the greatest online show, on my flow, I swear the media is so past Joe, that means moving, no reproducing, Timothy Hodge Show, you are now tuned in, let's go.
The hottest
radio host there is, my man. My man. Timothy
Hodge. Let's go. Hello. Hey, how you doing?
Hey. Who's this? Hey, this is Malcolm.
Malcolm Christopher, how are you, sir?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
I'm great, man. Thank you for taking time out, man, to talk with us today, man. We really appreciate you, man.
No problem, no problem.
Man, so one of my talent coordinators, man, came across me singing. I think it was on Facebook he found. And he said, let's get this guy on the show. And he came to me and he said, Can we have this guy on as a guest, man? And I said, and when I heard this, your music, man, it was nice, man. It was nice.
I appreciate it. All glory to God.
Amen, man. Amen. So, before we talk about you, man, and the amazing things that you're doing, man, introduce yourself, man, to my listening audience, man, and let them know who you are, man.
All right, so I'm Malcolm Christopher. I'm from Dallas, Texas. I love God. I do gospel music. I'm a praise and worship leader here in Dallas, Texas at Eastgate Baptist Church. I'm 28 years old. I just got married probably about a year ago. And I just had a son also a year ago too as well. He'll be turning one Friday. On April 23rd. So, yeah, that's me pretty much in the nutshell.
Absolutely, man. Congratulations on the wedding, man. I'm disappointed, man, I didn't get an invite, but I'll take it. But congratulations,
yeah,
man, on your child, man, and fatherhood, man, as well, because that's truly a difficult job. Nevertheless, man, your music, tell us a little bit about where the inspiration come from, man, or where did it come from, man, that you wanted to start doing gospel music?
So I've been in church pretty much all my life. And, you know, I just, you know, it's just always been instilled in me to know who your creator is, know who God is, get to know him for yourself, have your own relationship with him. And since I've been a child and growing up, I've always just stayed with Jesus. I've always, you know, had a relationship with him. And through that, in my home church, I always sung in the choir and things like that. And I guess right when I was probably about 11 and 12 years old, I led my first song in the choir. And from there, I just fell in love with just being able to sing, being able to, you know, minister about God to, you know, others. And I always wanted to, you know, do something where I could inspire and encourage people my age, people younger than me, and then also the seasoned saints as well. So singing and leading songs in the choir was definitely my outlet to do so. And then from there, I would just say around like 15, 16, you know, I wanted to take it a little step further and be able to record my own album and things like that. And my first album that I recorded is actually available on all your music outlets. It's called Still Standing. And Still Standing was basically the introduction to who Malcolm Christopher is. Basically, throughout life, I've always gone through, you know, certain things. And, you know, as I began to look back on those things that I went through, I just always, you know, wanted to, you know, be thankful and grateful to God that I'm still here, that I'm still standing, that I'm, you know, I'm still able to do the things that you've called me to do, you know, while going through, you know, life's ups and downs, things like that. And so that was released back in 2015, 2016. And then now you got this single right here, I'm Flowing in Grace. Literally, it came 5 years later, but that was due to me being in school, in college. I graduated from Houston Baptist University. Go Cougs. I mean, not Cougs, go Huskies. And basically, from there, I graduated, I got married, I had a child, and then after that, I was able to, you know, bring to you all I'm Flowing in Grace. And I'm Flowing in Grace is definitely been an inspiration because everything that I've gone through as far as through this pandemic with my wife, you know, with my child, we didn't expect to, you know, be in a pandemic and things like that. And, you know, God truly just kept us. He truly had his arms of protection around us. His grace and mercy was needed each and every day throughout this whole pandemic and still up until now. And it was plenty of times where me and my wife, we just didn't know what we were going to do, how were we going to survive. We're both teachers too as well. So not knowing, you know, how things were going to go with school, not knowing if we were going to still have our jobs and things like that, we literally last year in 2020 had to put, you know, all of our trust in God, all of everything that we could possibly have, all the doubts that we could possibly have, we have to put all of that, you know, in God's hands. And he gave us a son, healthy baby. We've been able to take care of him. We've been able to provide for him. Not only that, it has, you know, strengthened our relationship and has made our relationship, you know, even stronger, you know, knowing that we're just getting into being married and things like that. But other than that, I mean, that's where I'm Flowing in Grace comes from. That's the whole inspiration behind it. And like I said, it has started from a young age all the way up until now. And I'm just excited about it. You know, I'm definitely, you know, just excited about just getting back to, you know, putting out music, encouraging music to be able to give to the people, and also kind of just share my story through the music with them too as well.
Mm-hmm. Now, you answered some of my questions I was going to ask a little bit, but back to your music for a second. As far as music-wise, man, in the gospel world, man, who are some of the artists that gave you some type of influence or motivation?
A few artists that gave me some motivation, influences. Definitely Fred Hammond, John P. Key, of course, you know, Kirk Franklin and things like that. And then before actually just getting involved when I did, my peers as far as like the Walls group, I definitely get a lot of inspiration from them. I just love how the fact that they are, you know, so on fire for Christ. But definitely the greats like Fred and Kirk and John P. Key, definitely from listening to, you know, their music and how their music just never gets old. It's always timeless, as they would say. And so I'm always inspired to make timeless music that you could always, you know, relate to, go back to when you're going through, you know, certain things within your life and stuff like that. So,
yeah. Absolutely, man. Absolutely. Your single, I'm Falling in Grace, you want to introduce that for us and then we'll come back and talk a little more?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. So, hey, how y'all doing? This is Malcolm Christopher II, and I'm introducing to the world right now my new single, I'm Flowing in Grace. I hope you love it. Check it out. Here it goes.
When I think of all you've done for me, Jesus, how you loved on me and told me I'm your own. With the world so cold and such a sinful place, I'm just thankful, Lord, that I'm
Christopher, I'm Falling in Grace, man. A great song, man. Very powerful choice of words and a choice of track, man. It's a great song, man. Did you write and produce this track?
So I wrote the song, and my producer, Jamie and Jay Skills out of Dallas, Texas, he produced it.
Oh, awesome. Okay, cool, man. Malcolm, you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, yeah. Okay. Man, so creating this particular song, man, what was the process like, man?
The process, it was a long one. So literally I wrote this song in 2018. And when I wrote it in 2018, I recorded it. And when I recorded it, at the time, you know, I wanted to release it then, but, you know, I felt like I wanted to, you know, give it some more flair, give it some more, as the young folks would say, sauce. And so, you know, I took my time with it, rewrote some things, rethought about my process as far as, you know, arrangements and things like that. And here we are, 2020. I called my boy Jamian. We got in the studio, still where we were going with the song. And next thing I know, I'm in the booth and I'm recording it. And here it is. I'm flowing in grace. Other than that, it was a great journey though.
Hey, man, and you're on my show, man. So I mean, it led you to a great destination, man. I myself, man, grew up in the church, so I'm in a choir myself, man. So I definitely know the experience, man. Did you grow up with Pentecostal Baptist or?
I grew up Baptist.
Baptist, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. And a question I was gonna ask about the survival of the pandemic, man. But if I may ask again, man, do you think it's your faith and your grace and mercy that got you through to this point with doing the whole pandemic process?
Oh yeah, definitely. I think I feel as though grace and mercy has gotten me through it. My family, my friends, everyone. And that's another reason why I chose this song to be the single as well. I felt like this song is not just for myself, but this song is for, you know, everyone, because we all experienced it in different ways. We all, family members die at some point. We all had doubt. We all had doubt as far as money, you know, not having enough money, keep our businesses going, our jobs and things like that. Like I said, we have to literally take our hands off of it and let God do what
Absolutely.
He wanted to do within this pandemic. Not only that, I mean, as far as the election, you know, we got a new president. You know, we had all of these things going on from the, you know, the George Floyd case and you know, things like that. All of this stuff was going on last year, and we had to, you know, we had to put it all in God's hands and understand that we couldn't control anything that was going on in 2020. And, you know, me personally, and I know others around me, I know we have specific goals that we wanted to meet and do in 2020. But God literally, you know, he shut all of that down, every last bit of it down. And literally, he took control. You had to give it over to God if you never have before, you know. And so, definitely, I'm flowing in grace. Is basically saying, God, you take the wheel. I'm gonna sit in the back seat or on the passenger side, and I'm gonna just go to wherever you want to take me, because I know wherever you're taking me is greater than where I think that I should be going.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely. Malcolm, I appreciate you, brother, man, and continue the Lord's work, man, and continue to inspire others, man, around the world, man, with this music, man. Continue it, brother. Continue, man. Much support from us, man, and myself over here at the station, man. We support you, man. Congratulations on it all, man. And, again, man, you got to come back by the show, man. This just can't be your last visit, man. And before I let you go, man, I want you to give out, if it's okay, your social media so that my listeners can find out information about your music, how they can get your music, and how they can find out what you got going on.
Okay, cool. So first off, Timothy, I just want to say just thank you for having me on the show. I want to say, you know, you could have had anybody else on the show, but I'm thankful that you chose me to be on the show. I also just want to say thank you for all the encouragement that you've given me. You know, I pray that God continues to, you know, expand your radio show. And, you know, I just want God to, you know, do whatever he has fit for you. If you want to follow Malcolm Christopher, you can follow me on Facebook at Malcolm Christopher II. On Instagram, you can follow me at talented_Malcolm. And that's the same as well on Twitter too, talented_Malcolm. And you'll find me there. Don't hesitate to come over to the page and just say hello if you see anything that you like. Other than that, what's to come, we definitely going to push this single. We definitely have a video that's going to come out as well. And then possibly we're going to get ready to, you know, put the album together and put it out. So y'all can continue to keep me in your prayers, and I'll do the same with you all. Like I said, I love y'all. I appreciate y'all. Thank you so much.
No problem, man. And, man, hopefully when this pandemic dies down, man, you can fly up to New York, man. We'd love to have you here in the studio with, man. And you know, experience that one-on-one chemistry, man. We really love that, man. And thank you so much. Thank you so much, man. And if I can give a word of encouragement, man, just continue to, man, to walk by faith and not by sight, man. You'll definitely be all right, man.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
No problem, man. God bless.
All right. God bless you, too.
To this up-and-coming gospel artist, Malcolm Christopher, I'm sorry. Very talented guy. One of my talent coordinators was over heard his music on Facebook, and he wanted to come over to the show, and I said definitely once I heard the music and the truly, there's a lot of gifted artists out here. I like to give our artists a time to shine and to give them the platform that they need to be heard all around the world. So God bless this young man and his movement and all he's trying to do. God bless him, and definitely, he's truly on his way. Nevertheless, I think all of you guys for listening and tuning in today, this whole case involving George Floyd, the officer, was found guilty, of course. So, but truly, some justice has been served and has been done. And this is only the beginning. There's so much that has to come about with all of this. This is just a start for us. So let's just keep our foot forward. Let's just keep moving, because it's truly so much. Saturday, my panel will be, I will have a panel discussion. So I want you guys to definitely tune in Saturday at 11:30 right here on Power 93.4 FM and on iHeartRadio. So it's going to be hot shows with my panel. It's going to be a great panel. So many people on the works. I'm so excited. And usually through my panels, a lot gets done, and it's going to be powerful. So make sure you guys listen and tune in right here. Power 93.4 FM and on iHeartRadio and BTR to hear the show. And you guys make sure that you call in. More details to be followed. Again, if you missed the interview with me and Malcolm Christopher, please archive it once the show has aired. And it's truly an amazing and powerful interview that this young man gave. He just left, so you missed a minute, you missed a lot out here on the show. So I'm going to jump into some music, and here's Amazing by Mr. Chris Brown, and I'll be right back.
Tell me what to do and I get it, babe. Gucci and Prada, Gypsy found out that I'm rich. Then they switch when they say I'm choosing on my bitch. Top down, gotta doing donuts on a dick, yeah. Pull for the flick. Damn it, bust it, baby, watch it, throw it on the slip. She don't need no hands or no pants, do your dance. Poppin' rubber bands, busy dance, make it dance. Yo, wait by me, come, just to stick it down, down. Let me put it down, down, now put it down, down. Watch me put it down, down, now put it down, down. Trip deep crib in the middle of the night. I don't let you miss me, cause I put it down right down, babe. I can put you on a flight. You know that a nigga like me can change your life, oh, babe. Everything you do is amazing. Ain't nobody got to go crazy. I got what you need. Everybody think you shy, but I know you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I've been flying for a while now. I just got the key, they let me in, no ID. Doors opening up for me and now I see. I've been blind for a while now. I've been blind for a while now.
I've been blind.
Hey! Every single goddamn day, nigga, thank you next. Next to who? Tomato, mustard, mayonnaise. Nigga better catch it.
Kill, kill, kill.
Thank you, but in my head too hard for me to learn my lesson.
My head too goddamn hard.
The way I did it worked out fine. Ooh, God, you blessed.
Hey, man.
Probably ain't believe me. No, nigga went through hell and back. Now he finally on the TV. Now nigga don't even give a fuck no more. Probably think it's easy. Let you know it ain't easy. I fuck her like a baby. And if she run from the dick like a cheetah. Go! Suits on, AP watch on. Never seen music for a clock. I see the way he fucking up the truck. I wonder if he ever gon' stop. And he charge on the 50 for the verses now. Pay it away, never ever drop. They notice that a nigga needs first style. Wonder if he ever gon' pop.
Go!
I just got the key, they let me in, no ID. Doors opening up for me and now I see. I've been blind for a while now.
Blind.
I've been blind for a while
blind.
Now.
Let's go!
I just got the key, they let me in, no ID. Doors opening up for me and now I see. I've been blind for a while now. I've been blind for a while now.
I've been quarantined, living with my kids, trying to teach me how to cha-cha. Fold around, let the door open, now they know that they can't stop me. Don't place me in no cop car. Yeah, I'm off probation, so it's gas I blow. Pop my love in my bitch, so I don't ask no more. I can really sit back, ain't gotta pass no dough. All of my brothers get looped, I don't got right with pistols. They found them dead, he dissed you. PTDS, don't you tell me you lost me.
What?
Fuck all the rest, let them bitches go our nominee. Go to the head whenever dogs with me die. Got me riding till the sun come, blood on my white one.
I just got the key, they let me in,
no ID. Doors opening up for me and now I see.
I've been blind for a while now.
Blind.
Yeah, I've been blind for a while now.
Let's
yeah.
go! I just got the key, they let me in, no ID. Doors opening up for me and now I see. I've been blind for a while now. I've been blind for a while.
It's beautiful, it's bittersweet, you're like a broken home to me. I take a shot of memories and black out like an empty sheet. I fill my days with the way you walk and fill my nights with broken dreams. I make up lies inside my head like one day you'll come back to me. Now I'm not holding on, not holding on. I'm desperate, you're gone. Not holding on, not holding on. Beautiful mistake. Broken dreams. I make these
situation's beneficial. Doing something different got me looking stupid. The only way I'm coming back to you is if you're dreaming. Lucid, prove it. If you made a promise, then keep it. Why you wanna lie and then get mad? I don't believe it. But really, I was doing just fine without you. Looking fine, sipping wine, dancing, no club couches. Baby, why you wanna lose me like you don't need me? Like I don't block you and you still try to reach me. How you figure out how to count me from the TV? You running out of chances and this time I mean it.
Yeah, best to miss my love all in your bed. Now you're stressed and I'm pulling your hair. Smelling your pillows and wishing I was there. Sliding down the shower wall like I said. I know it's hard to let go, I'm the best. Best you ever had and best you gon' get. And if we break up, I don't wanna be friends. You're toxic.
Beautiful.
Shout out to Maroon 5 for that track. Ladies and gentlemen, there's so much getting ready to happen with the show, and so much coming up, and I'm just excited, and I got a lot of you guys email, a lot of you guys have heard about it through. I got some shifts and cracks, but nevertheless, there's so much going on with the show going to be happening. I'm excited about it. I got your requests, your emails, and just please keep sending them. I am going to get the new Bruno Mars and Anderson over here. My left, I'm not sure why it's not up here. I thought I was playing it throughout the week, but unfortunately I have not. But I'm definitely up on the next episode of the show that I do. I'm going to definitely have a song up here. I mean, a lot of requests for that. I'm going to jump into some Keith Sweat and following Love Unlimited, and I'll be right back. Thank you guys so much for listening. Your phone lines are open, 917-889-7851 for any questions or anything you want to talk about. The floor is yours. The floor is open. Thank you so much for listening and tuning in. Be right back. ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for listening and tuning in today. I really appreciate you guys. Every time, every day that you're listening and tuning to me and to my show, yeah, I appreciate it. Because without you, there is no me and there is no show. So I thank you guys so much for your love, support, dedication to my show and to my platform. Nevertheless, we will be back on Friday evening. We have a special guest coming on from NBC sitcom. So I'll definitely be announcing that tomorrow as well. And we have a wonderful panel discussion on what's been going on throughout the world. So it's going to be great. Two shows, great shows coming up. Thank you so much for listening and tuning in. So I really appreciate you guys so much. For more information on today's show, TimothyHotShow@gmail.com. Also, you can check us out on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and LinkedIn, all social media platforms, Twitter, Skype, we're all on there. So make sure you check the show out. Let us know what you think. And we'll definitely pick up. And also, there's an after show. There's also a text number that you guys can text if you want to keep up with updates consistently with the show and what we're doing. So we really appreciate you guys so much. Nevertheless, thank you so much. It's truly a privilege every time I come on the air that you guys are here and supporting me and doing chat and everything. Thank you so much for listening to me. I want to leave you guys with a weekend by request. Shout out to everybody for listening and tuning in. Love you. Stay up. Stay strong. Till we meet again. Peace to you all. And once again, shout out to my guest, Malcolm Christopher, for coming on the show. I've been coming a gospel artist in the world, and I just see great things for the future in his music. God bless you all. Thank you so much. Love you. Take care. Here's the weekend.
What you really like, baby, I can take my time. We don't ever have to fight, just take it step by step. I can see it in your eyes, cause they never tell me lies. I can feel that body shake and the heat between your legs. You've been scared of love and what it did to you. You don't have to run, I know what you've been through. Touch and it can set you free. We don't have to rush when you're alone with me. Baby, this is the perfect time. I'm just trying to get you high.